gather in our studio in Valletta for our casual talks about topics relevant to you. Today, we'll be discussing relationships, but not classic relationships according to the standards set by the society, whereby two lovebirds ideally should be from the same culture. Today, we want to touch on the controversial love affairs between foreigners and locals. Foreigners, usually labeled as migrants, who engage into a relationship with a local. Is it for real or is it for documents? As for the locals who make the first move, is it for love or is it for exotic sex? To discuss this, we are myself, Regine Guini, accompanied by Sarah Elkanbi and Livingston Getuni. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Regine. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How about you?
I'm fine.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show. Actually, you are one of the speakers, so welcome anyway.
Thank you.
Hi, Livingston.
Hi, Regine.
How
All
is
good?
It?
Well, it's fine. It's hot.
Yeah, it is hot, actually.
We
decided to have a fan on the background because otherwise we'll be boiling here. We hope that it will not be too noisy. Anyway, we welcome you to the show and we'll give you some time to sit down, to put your whatever you have to put, and then listen to a bit of music while we prepare as well ourselves, and we'll be back very soon. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the studio. This is certainly a controversial topic, ladies. How come the society sees it as a suspicious matter? I mean, is it forbidden for a local and a foreigner to be in love? What do you think?
Well, Regine, the topic itself is so controversial in the sense that there are two things here. We are talking about migration and a migrant, and we are talking about love affairs. At the same time, the reasons why we think about the issue of documents is the point of economic statuses. How can you balance relationship and economic status? So for you to think about love, you also have to think about the economic status of the migrants. And well, in so many occasions, we think that the foreigners are there for only documents, of which is not the case. We have a saying that love is blind, of which is true. I believe love is blind, and it knows no border, and it knows no nationality, and doesn't know even the sex, you know, because we are talking about love, irrespective of the gender you are. So whoever the partner you get, that whoever suits you, then I think to me, it's okay, there is no problem. But because we are living in a very fragile society of migration, wherever you see a person of color or people from different nationalities who are in relationship, we tend to make it to be more controversial. But the issue of migration has been there since time immemorial. It didn't start yesterday.
Yeah, but isn't it true? Because usually there's another say which now the English bit escapes me. Il n'y a pas de fumée sans feu. Let me say it in French. Uh-huh. Isn't it that because maybe it is true that migrants are after locals because of documents that is so spread into the public opinion? Because it is also true that there are a lot of people who actually go after locals because of documents. It's not all, you know, that's clean love after all, to be honest.
I'm not really in agreement with that sentiment, because in the first instance, yes, people, maybe if it is true, it's 0.001%, but not all of them go for the issue of documents. Because how can you categorize a migrant? Because we have expertise, and most of them, even like we have people who are doing decent jobs, people who came to Europe or wherever they are in a right way, and they married the locals. So how can you categorize that he's after documents, yet he has the documents are clean?
What about the culture? Because there's another topic which is also very important. I don't have figures at the moment, but it is well known that it is a known fact that the divorce rate among the mixed marriage is very high, that they don't stay long together because of this cultural difference which come into the relationship pretty much soon. So
okay. But do you know the nationality? Because I don't know. Like I cannot say like all Africans or all the migrants tend to be in that category. But of course, yes, some people are in some abusive relationships. You know, when you are not comfortable in that particular relationship, what makes you to stay there? Pack up and go.
But this doesn't have anything to do with the mixed couple. Abusive relationships happen in all cultures. It's
exactly,
not something specific
exactly.
So here we're talking about really the culture difference, which is an important aspect of a couple. If you don't understand each other, can you actually stay together?
It's not possible. That's why I'm saying love at the first point. It's not all about sex. It's not all about marriage. You have first to take your time, know each other, you engage, you know, you're doing the thing they call it, you date, you know, that is the period that you need to know each other. But of course, yes, I know there are some people, especially even the locals, who are in the business. It has become a business because they know that you are so much vulnerable to this document. You need documents. So they have made it to be a business, and they are the ones who are making this situation to be so terrible.
But how? What do you mean by? You mean that people are gaining money out of this? Because
of course, I mean, like there are people who survive out of. It's just more the same as smugglers. Like there are some women who are just there. When you are here, they tell you, okay, you want document? Give me 10,000 euros. Give me 15,000 euros. 20,000 euros. We marry. You get your passport. You get your documents. And then after some time, we break up. It's a business. They are smugglers. There's no difference. I mean, it's a known fact. Although I don't know exactly, but it's a known fact.
Yeah, I mean, it is a known fact, as you say. That does that mean that there is no love possible between a local and a foreigner? It sounds very much
love
like...
Love is there.
It's not something possible.
Love is there.
Okay.
Love is there always. I mean, it depends on what you want. And it depends on the situation in which you find yourself. Sometimes, maybe you can even enter in such a situation, you want the documents, only to find yourself that you are in real love. Because the other person, maybe she's been looking for someone to take care of this person. And the moment you meet, that is it.
Well,
it depends, first of all, it depends on the orientation and the upbringing, the way you are brought up in your society. Do you value the other person or the other gender or not? So all these things, that's what I'm talking about, like it's more of what you want when you are entering into that particular relationship.
So what you want in a relationship is pretty much universal. You want someone who cares for you, someone who protects you, you know, in all sense possible. You want to be happy. You want someone who makes you laugh. So if you find such a person in a foreigner, and the society says that no, it cannot be, because sometimes problems come from actually the family more than the partner. Yeah. So you have to fight against a whole family who doesn't see you as a genuine person. You have been watch, criticize, scrutinize in such a way that all your movements are so much under the lens that it becomes unnatural. If your partner is not strong enough, he can actually break the relationship because of this, the family which is so included into your relationship. So in my personal opinion is that relationship with locals are possible because love is universal. Yes, people make money out of it by selling documents, and the migrants or foreigners who accept to buy documents are also into that business, because usually what happens, and that these are known facts, that once they have the citizenship of the country, they start selling them as well. And of course, after being divorced, what they do, they start adopting children from new arrivals. So you have children actually who have fathers that they have never met, who have names that they don't even know where they come from. So this all stems from a business of which is not actually love anymore, because it has become, unfortunately, a business matter which puts fuel into those who think that actually there's nothing genuine into a local relationships between locals and foreigners, and it is a pity.
What if I said to some extent that love or a relationship sometimes is a scam? It's more a scam. At the same time, I want to pick on what you talk about. You said it's universal, love is universal, and people need care and protection. But how, when we talk about the issue of care, what comes in is the economic status. For this particular person to take care of you, he needs to go outside and work. If you don't have documents, how can you go to work? So work, love, and caring go hand in hand. And that's bringing the issue of the documentation. You cannot take care and protect this particular person or give this person the comfort they want if you cannot be able to meet the basic needs. You cannot provide. So if you cannot provide, then it means you're not caring. And then therefore, the issue of documents comes in here. It's not all about the documents. It's automatic. It's something which comes in because you need to take care of the family. You have to pay school fees for the children. You have to pay rent. You have to buy food. So if you have to buy all this and you don't have documents, it means you cannot work.
But documents cannot be the base of a relationship, because the care is not only about document. Care is about the person, you know. Care is about, yes, you know, let's go Saturday afternoon to a dance club because I like dancing, and then maybe Fantastic. You don't much like dancing, but you go because of me. This is care. You provide me with a home which is clean, which is, you know, comfortable, which is welcoming.
Fantastic.
This is all about care.
Fantastic. Now, get my point clearly. When you talk of the care, you want me to take you to dance, you want me to take you out. It's all about money. We cannot go out without eating dinner outside. We cannot go out without drinking. We cannot live in a clean house without money. We have to pay rent. So this particular person, to move from point A to point B, even to get a bus card, he needs money. He or she needs money. So what is needed therefore for you to get all these things? The bottom line is documentation. You cannot get a bus card without providing your ID.
I agree with you, but documentation is just a period of time. For you to get documents, it takes 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. It depends on the country, of the laws of the country when you leave. Let's say even it takes you 1 year. After a year, you have documents. Now you have to live with that person every day in the house.
Exactly.
Because documents is only a period of time.
Exactly.
So when you find yourself into a relationship where you went for documents, it won't last, because the document, you'll have them pretty soon. Then what's after?
And just to summarize, I will just say choices have consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you choose, this is a person you are going to stay for the rest of your life. So before even you get step into it, you have to make informed decisions. You have to make proper choices, like, okay, I want this person, because this is another monster you are going to stay with for the rest of
absolutely,
your life.
Absolutely.
So before you just agree, like fully commit yourself, you need to know about this person particularly, what he has to offer, if he will be there for you in times of happiness, in times of sickness.
This is very an interesting topic. We will cannot actually, you know, exhaust it today, but there is another point of that story, you know. Yeah, what we see more, it is about migrants going after locals, or foreigners going after local for documents. What about locals going after foreigners for sex? We'll be talking about in a while with Sarah. In the meantime, we leave you a bit of music. We'll be back soon. Welcome back to the studio. We are discussing, as you already aware of, about relationships between locals and migrants. And we were saying that it's not easy to stay with someone only for documents, because after a while, what happens when you have your documents? That the same person you have to live with. But there's another coin of that story, as we were saying, and Sarah has more about the fact that actually many locals go after foreigners because of sex. Sarah, what do you say? What do you have to say about that?
I would like to talk about the other side of love between Westerns and people living in developing countries. Indeed, we often see in the media foreigners with who want to marry just for document, but few media talk about Westerns who look for love in developing countries. We could naturally ask ourselves why Westerns look for love in the other countries. Are Westerns not attracted to each other? Not really. Most of them are looking for women or men younger than themselves. If I refer to the show 19 Day Fiancé, most of the participants are 20 years apart. This show follows for 3 months Americans who have fallen in love with people from developing countries. Each time, the Americans are older and are focused on sex, and people from developing countries simulate fake love to get documents. So this show was interesting because they decided to highlight the bad sides of each part. Moreover, there are also many marriage agencies that match European guys with African women. However, this phenomenon is not typical of Africa. It also concerns Russia, South of America and Asia. Western people offer the security, money against love and sex. On the other hand, women don't accept this situation just for document. According to their opinion, Western are more emotional, attentive than local men.
That definitely, that last bit, I've heard it as well, you know, especially African women. African women will say that, you know, Europeans are more intimate relationship. They are more caring, you know. They complain about the African peers being too brutal. So I heard that too, you know, just not sensitive enough, you know, that why Europeans, it is a matter of culture, I believe that. And to be honest, it is an important fact. I've been into a lot of conversation where women married with Europeans will just say, I will not go back to an African, with an African. Even if in terms of sex, sometimes, you know, you cannot make the comparison because there are two different type of men. There are also two different type of sensitivity. But sometimes you need more sensitivity than, you know, hard sex, whatever you want. Sorry if I have to use those words. And yeah, we don't know. It is true that it matters. And then some women go for that with Europeans. Yeah, definitely. The cultural aspect is also very much important here. And I think that is really cultural. How do we come into the world, and how are we taught about love? How are we taught about the way we look after women? How much importance is given to a girl into a family? I mean, really, we can go back to our respective society to just really discuss about what is the weight of a girl into a family in Africa. Is she that flower that you put on the table and that you look after every day for her not to fade? No, in Africa, in many society, no. The woman in Africa, in many societies, she's there for labor. And while in Europe, women have fought so much to have a place into the society in such a way that in a relationship between a man and a woman in Europe, the woman has a big part. She's very much aware of her importance and of her needs. So she actually forces respect. She forces a man to be caring, want it or not. And even the laws and the society is there to watch, to say, you know, you have to love that woman in a certain way. And which is why some foreigners, woman foreigners, actually go for local because of that. I definitely agree. Don't you, Lewis?
Well, it depends. I might call that one also abusive. Eh? Sorry for my words, because especially if you see tourists, they go to some of these. They go on holiday sometimes. And they go and abuse the young girls, school girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, especially when schools are closed. You get cheap girls because, you know, there is this mentality that a white person, I'm not talking only about girls, even young men, even young boys, they're being abused. You know, you become a, you know, a drug, you are involved also in drugs, you are involved in so many things. And that's why you see these young men, they are always trying to move, to migrate, because they have that mentality that with white people, there is always everything. They are the ones who are going to spoil them there, so that they want to come using the wrong routes. But okay, that's not exactly the truth, because there are some other factors. You know, of course, we know that some countries are, you know, they are not stable economically, wars. But still, it's also a part of 0.1% contributor factor in this regard. So, of course, yes, sex is something which is. Some people decide to go for it because maybe they don't get it enough wherever they are, and they prefer to go and get it in with the locals. And you know, they are available, girls are available, young men are available in Africa. If you go to the beach, they are always there. You'll never sleep with hunger.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It is that last aspect mentioned by Sarah, it's really most relevant. Even the fact of the old women who go after young men, that is also very much seen actually in beaches in Africa.
They call them sugar mummies.
Voilà. They call them sugar mummies, yes. And they also call them sugar daddies,
sugar
actually.
Sugar daddies, exactly.
Sugar daddies and sugar mummies, yeah. Sugar, I mean, it is a win-win at the end of the day, yeah. if you think about it, you know. Mm. Sarah, I mean, it is
a win-win situation anyway.
Yeah.
You give me this, I give you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you achieve your goals.
Definitely, you know, there's a friend of mine who used to say, my body helps your body helps my body.
Exactly. It's true. Yeah. And of course, I mean, we are human beings anyway, and people have feelings. It is, apart from all, put these things aside, people have feelings. And of course, besides being, you know, the age, sometimes they say it's a number. So,
yeah.
Because I know someone of 30 years married a 60 years a woman. And you keep wondering, what is this person looking at? So it depends anyway. If you people are matching, well and good.
I think it actually also depends. Really, we are talking here about two cultures. Let's say the European cultures where we live, and then let's go for the African culture from where we all come from. The society has given the woman a kind of a great power here. A woman in Europe at 60 years old, she doesn't think that she's old. She's still full of love. You see how the great she's still talking about the future. Mm-hmm. She doesn't talk to herself like the past, a dead person. So she wants love. She she get divorced. She look after a new relationship. She's
exactly.
Always starting.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's not old. In Africa, and a woman when she's 40, 50, she's already an old woman. The society expects her to, you know, you are already an old woman. Go and sit there. If you wear a mini gun, you are insulted. It is just you are so stigmatized. While you still have feelings. You can still do something. So a woman here who is 60 years old who find a man who is 40, it's not a problem for her actually.
It's mental. I mean, everything is mental, and also the cultural aspect. The culture here comes in.
Definitely.
Sometimes I tend to agree with you that we have some kind of cultures which we need to get away with it, because this person is 50 years. Somebody is still pursuing dreams and careers, but the society is expecting you to be having children.
Definitely.
And it gives them pressure. You know, it's like, oh my God, I'm 35. Like you are no longer sourced. You become stressed, depressed. But here in Europe, I like the idea that even 70 years, they're so beautiful. They take good care of themselves. And
yeah.
You know, it's, you know, it's even more, they look even attractive at their age. So I think it's more of self-esteem and the culture, as you said.
Yeah, for sure. It is, yeah, it is more self-esteem. It is just the place that the society has given to women, that the place that she's taken, because she fought a lot for that here in Europe, and thanks to laws that protect her, she can actually you know, live the life that she wants, and which is just is only good, because all members of the society must have that place. This is an interesting topic, guys, and we've never exhausted, as we say, in half an hour of a program. We are heading to the end of this show. I don't know if you want to add anything, Sarah. It's okay, okay. And, well, it was very, very interesting. We keep on giving you appointment to follow us on social media, and we want you to be faithful to us, because as from this month of August, we started, we kick off with the programs of our community radio. And as we have come to the end of this show, and we hope that you have enjoyed it. As you already know, this is a community radio, and we invite you to reach out if you have an interesting topic that you would like us to talk about. You can also reach out if you want to contribute to the show, or if you would like to be talking on the show. Follow us on social media or to listen to our podcast and have more info about our activities. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, YouTube, and LinkedIn. We are basically everywhere, so you don't have any excuse. You can also visit our website, africanmediamalta.com, and listen to our radio online on amamradio.com. We leave you for a bit of music, same from our brother from Morocco. And bye for now.